Katara is back.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Toph Beifong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow keys.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He really does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on! Shuffle on, I get you.
Stay flaming, now.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongWuFang.net. I'm your main host Dylan, and today I'm joined by a friggin' lot of people. It's probably our biggest podcast yet in terms of co-host-wise, so let's start going down the list of probably about 15 people. Starting with our veterans, Jody.
Hi.
Bronco.
Hello!
Returning, apparently a fan favorite, Joe.
What's up, dude?
Martin.
Hello.
Jake.
Hello.
Shay.
Hello.
Alisa.
Booyah.
Matt.
Hello.
And Abby.
Hi. And hey, I thought I was a veteran. You said you were starting with veterans. I'm insulted.
You are a veteran. And now we're going to do our newcomers here for this podcast. Meredith.
Hey.
And Meredith is Meredith in Don Don Wufang. Michelle.
Hello.
My Michelle.
Shut up. Michelle is Waffled Flame but on Don Wufang. Hey. Don't know if you translate. And Josh.
Hey.
And Josh is I'm More in the Wicked on DongWuFang, maybe other places too. And Sienna.
Hi.
And Sienna is Kedang Zero on DongWuFang. So yeah, that's our list of people. I'll count later. So today, and ironically, we have the most people for our Zutara podcast because that's what we're discussing today. Martin's like, yes. And we might even get into a little tang with Martin because not tango tang. So yeah. So we're gonna have news DongWuFang after our first, then we're gonna move on to the Zutara discussion. Depending on how much these, like, 15 people talk, that's how long the podcast is gonna be. Okay, so let's move on to our news. Okay, first in your, I guess this is Avatar news. Avatar has won the Kids' Choice Award for Best Cartoon. So, great job to everyone in the fandom for voting, and thank you, Nick, for not changing the results.
I didn't vote on anything.
I was convinced that thing was rigged.
Yeah, it is rigged, but that one wasn't presented. That's not presented one, so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't have to be rigged.
They kind of just ignored it.
No, they didn't ignore it. They always do that. So yeah, that's good. Not much else to say there. Great job, everyone. Great honor for Avatar. Brings attention to the show when it wasn't before. Okay, speaking of that, let's go to our weekly air date speculation. And as of now, we've got pretty much none. Avatar did not air April 4th. It's not going to air April 11th. There's a, ironically, SpongeBob marathon on. And April 18th, it is listed, but it is undefined. So that usually means it's not going to be a new episode. I guess the next thing we're moving on to, though, is New York Comic Con. And Mike and Brian will be attending the New York Comic Con on April 19th, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. They will be hosting a panel on the finale. So it's called Into the Inferno, and they'll have a finale trailer there and all that stuff. So I don't know. My thinking is that they'll definitely reveal a finale date then, because if they're going to have it, you know, at the end of the trailer. So, I mean, you assume that they're going to reveal 312, too. Or we can figure it out. So, I guess, assuming 312 does not air April 18th, April 25th, they could have 312 and 313 an hour in a row. And then 314, 315 on May 2nd and still meet the DVD deadline. But other than that...
For that Zoe 101 movie that was advertised during the Kids' Choice.
Yeah, but what you can do is you can have a Zoe 101 marathon leading up to the series finale, 7 to 8 p.m., and then you can have the Avatar movie 8 to 9.
Ooh, beeping.
That would be my fake plan for Nick there. So, yeah.
I'm gonna say the Zoe 101 movie.
Nick is insane.
Nick, yeah.
No, here's my theory.
They are.
What's it called? This is like the best series of Avatar season. Maybe they want the DVD to sell more.
Many people have said that. Except the thing is, Nick knows that the episodes are online. The first person who gets the DVD is going to stick it in their computer and put it on watchavatar.com. So, yeah. It's not going to work. Like, Nick may make $2, but nothing more than that. So, basically, Nick's smartest play is there before then, which is why... I don't know. I really don't know.
I guess they don't air before then. I'm not watching it on Nick. Well,
obviously, yeah. That's what's going to happen to a lot of people, and the ratings go way down. We need... I know, at this point, ratings don't matter as much, but if I was Nick, I would want them to... If I were Nick, I would want them to have, like, the highest ratings possible for the finale. Because that's going to be one of the key factors into seeing how much publicity the movies have. Because right now, Nick's looking at into the movies. So, or the first movie.
Tim Burton, God.
Tim Burton.
You proved the end by Shyamalan.
That was a great trick. Great trip.
That would be great job, Laz, by the way.
Tim Burton directing an after movie. That would be awesome. The problem would be blood, gore, and darkness everywhere.
Yeah. So that was an April Fool's prank, by the way. Not a thing.
Thank you.
Okay, and next news is there's going to be a third Avatar video game coming out. It's called Avatar Into the Inferno, just like the panel. And it's... Johnny, and it's,
the 321 title.
That would be awful. Into the Inferno. Everyone dies.
Well, I wouldn't say title yet, but it could definitely be the name of a few...
It's not the name of the finale. We've confirmed that here. Thing. We don't know the titles though, so don't think. Yeah, that's a little weird, isn't it? We know that it's not Into the Inferno, but we don't know the titles. So yeah, the video game, it's gonna be Wii Specialized. It actually looks pretty good from that video. but you know how that turned out with the first two video games. So it's more set on motion sensing, but you know, and then it's coming out in the fall. I don't know, October I think I heard, but I don't know if there's a set date yet. So. We'll see, and this one has a lot of potential to be really good.
Well, THQ is probably going to want to get it out before Christmas, which means it'll probably get delayed to, like, November or possibly early December.
Yeah, when THQ released a game in the fall last time, it was around September, October, because there's also the thought process of you want to get it out before those rush of games come out. If it's not, like, one of the elites, then it could get, overwhelmed within the... many releases. So I think there's a lot of October releases. So we'll just have to see. But either way, it's going to be within 2 or 3 months.
It's a few games based off of the live-action movies, too. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah, they'd probably do that, too. Because actually, they've been making a lot of money on the Avatar video games, whether they've been good or bad. They've been, like, best sellers for THQ.
Well, and THQ did the Spider-Man movie games.
Yeah. Not too good. I don't know, I think that played one of them, it wasn't terrible, but still,
I really hate the fact that a crappy developer like THQ got the rights to the Avatar games.
You know, THQ isn't terrible. They're crappy.
Yes, they are.
It's not, else would do better?
Imagine
because there's
if someone...
no such thing as a good TV show video game. It's just, like, not possible.
It's like reading a book and watching a movie. Which one's going to be better? The book's always better.
Yeah.
But that depends.
I would disagree.
Except in fair cases. Mainly the book's always better.
Yeah.
Psycho.
A bad book can make for a good movie, and a good
exactly.
movie for a bad book.
Okay, but yeah, whatever. You guys get the point. And the last bit of news we have here is Jake has a mom spoiler, and Dong Gufeng, one of the moms we will learn more about. It's either Toph, Katara Sokka, Aang, or...
The obvious Zuko.
Obviously, Ursa, yeah. So yeah, what we'll learn about more one of those doesn't mean we won't learn about the others, but Jake will appear that Monday, so if you listen to this podcast later, then Monday, then I probably won't edit it until Monday. So go to the main page and check it out.
So whose mom are we going to be talking about is the question for Monday.
Jake's mom. Okay. No. That's payback. Okay, so... what's next? Oh, it's retired discussion. Let's move on to that. Okay, so let's start our Zutara discussion. This is not... The purpose of this is not for me to rant on how bad Zutara is. It's not for any of these cat-angers here to rant on that. It's not for Zutarians to go, Zutara's gonna happen. What the purpose of this is to discuss fanon and canon Zutara. The pros and cons of Zutara in general, all that stuff. So, you know, let's start it out. Let's go down the list. If you have... state your opinion on Zutara. Do you ship it fanon? Do you ship it canon? Do you ship it at all? Why not? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's just go and let's dive here. Jody.
I don't ever will.
Okay, yeah. What's your reasoning behind shipping neither of them?
Well, I find it a little bit creepy. I don't...
Katang is totally not creepy.
Oh, well,
it always gives me the Ghiblis.
That's the perfect reason. Okay, wow. Bronco, Ghibli, what are your opinions here?
Yeah.
Honestly, I have a problem with shipping in general, but...
My God.
Yeah, but, I think that, just like Katang, it plays to a convention, to a certain archetype, yes. And it's something that... you know, people take on for a personal reason, something like that. That was my main argument.
Yeah, and we'll I definitely want to get more into that with you, because that's a very, very good point, and we'll have a lot of emails on this. Next, Joe, what's your opinion on Zutara?
Well,
serious opinion.
My popular quote, Zutara's gonna happen, from Jake. I do not agree with that. Or Katang, personally, I think Aang is going to die, and all of them are going to die.
Everyone's going to die.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. No, when certain comets come, they're going to channel it, and they're going to blow up the whole world, and the point of the show is to show what we how war and violence causes all these problems on the Earth, and how if we follow in their footsteps, we're going to blow up ours.
Is this your serious opinion?
No.
Is it kind of serious?
Okay, not being serious, Martin.
You go. I don't ship either, because a shipping discussions is like walking into a den of hungry wolves with a meat suit. It's not really good for health. But I think Zutara has been a mother to a lot of really great fan art. If you type in Zutara on DeviantArt, you'll see a lot of good stuff, actually. It's also been a mother to a lot of bad fanfiction, if you fanfiction.net. You'll want to gouge your eyes out, but in general,
your reasoning is you don't ship either because of you don't like shipping Zutara in general is dangerous, basically.
I'm not I'm not an artist. If you're not an artist, you can't really ship your ship because you don't have a way to distribute.
Well, I ship Kenny, but I don't draw it, except
for yeah.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, right. Like a fanfic or something.
Yeah, there's other mediums, but I don't contribute to the fandom, like other stuff. Okay, so next is Jake. Your serious opinions.
Serious opinions?
Yes, you can read that thing if you want, but just paraphrase it.
Basically, I support Zutara in fanon, but I wish it was canon. Canon, it would make for a much better story than Katang, no doubt.
And we'll get into that.
Wait, Zutang?
We didn't. What the heck? That's so random.
What the heck, Joe?
Shay.
Wait, no, did Jake,
what's your opinion on
Zutara? Did Jake just say Zutang?
No, he didn't.
No?
Tang.
I was like, whoa, buddy, chill out there.
Yeah, Cookie Lee all the way.
Shay, what are your opinions on Zutara?
Alright, Zutara is one of my favorite ships, actually, not because I think it's necessarily going to happen in the show, but it's turned into one of the best ship fandoms, you know? It has produced a lot of great fan fiction. Okay, a lot of bad fan fiction, too, but a lot for the fandom, you know, and it makes for some interesting discussions. And it mostly is just looking for hints in the shows, but that's kind of the fun of it, you know? And, yeah. So, but, I do have to say that, the possibility of it has gone up since when the first, from when the show first started,
and
you know.
And we will get into that, too. Okay. There.
Interrupting me.
Yes, I am.
I think it's Dylan.
Well, he is Dylan.
Baron Power's
turn. Yes.
As everyone knows, like, I ship containment like things, but I think Zutara is, like, interesting, but I think it's, like, also kind of retarded. I think it's unnoticed because, like, the creators have found, like, some hidden Zutara, like, to make people believe, like, it's actually gonna happen or something. But, like, I think it keeps the fan alive, and for me, like, I can go on TV.com and, like, argue for hours with, like, the stupidest people. I mean, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, and we'll get to a lot of the things you said, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good point.
By the way, just for reference, Mare is, like, a diehard cat-anger like me, so that was her respectful opinion.
Tang!
Okay,
Tang!
Alisa.
Tang!
No Tang.
Tang!
Alisa.
Get to that later. Can I go?
Yes.
Alright, Alisa, let's hear what Alisa's got to bust out for us today.
So, as far as my opinion goes, as canon, I don't really support canon Zutara. Fanon Zutara, on the other hand, is amusingly fun. I'd have to say probably my favorite, though, is the modern AU by Iro.
Yes, Iro.
As far as the canon goes, the whole argument about, you know, opposites attract and stuff like that doesn't really balance out with the whole overall growth that needs to happen in the story for the characters like Aang.
I'd just like to point out that physics is biting me in the butt with Zutara, because we're on magnetism when we've done electrostatics, and it's all like opposite charges attract, and it's opposite poles attract, and I'm like, the Zutari, it's, it never stops.
Thanks.
In physics class. Okay, so yeah.
Well, that's just a sign that you are too addicted to ever.
That's true. Next thing, that's very, very, very true. Okay, Michelle.
Well, I'm a multi-shipper, so I ship Zutara, but only Fanon. I'm more of a canon Katang. And I think Zutara's... I think it's a pretty interesting ship. But, like, I don't actively defend it on the forums and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Matt?
I really don't have an opinion.
I knew you were going to say something that would be absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Never
nice.
Say anything. Matt's a Zutarian.
Nice. Matt's like, I don't really care.
He's intimidated.
Yeah, Josh.
Alright, I don't ship Zutara seriously. But I ship it for strategic reasons because of Tang. So, yeah.
Okay. You're going to argue with Martin when we get
Yay,
to Tang.
Strategy.
Okay, Sienna.
Well, obviously I'm a Katang fan, but I just don't... Like, I ship Zutara Fanon, or whatever, but I just don't see it being canon at all because they'd be better off being friends and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, and Abby?
Like a lot of people have said, I'm only Fanon Zutarian. Like, it's a really awesome ship to just, like, it's got obvious, like, reasons why people would like it, but I'm catting.
Okay, so Mel might be joining us in a minute, by the way, if she ever gets this to work. That was a lot more support for Fanon Zutara than I thought. I think a lot of you are just trying to be respectful, because I know most people here are, like, cat-angers. Whatever. Let's get into this. Okay, so first I want to discuss canon Zutara, and this is probably going to be a quick one. A lot of this... Okay, just a warning here. A lot of this debate is going to be psychology, because this is pretty much fundamental principles of people's minds and romances and stuff here. We're going to get into some very good stuff when we get into this. And this first email kind of brings it out already. I'm going to be reading emails throughout. This is from Elaine, and she writes, I find Zutara romantic, passionate, and mature. There is potential as an actual relationship. With Katara and Aang, for one, it's creepy to go out with the 112-year-old. Just creepy. Also, girls never want a guy younger. Refuting Kat Aang there, it's not the point of this. Zuko is mature, Aang is immature. They have their place, and Aang is now with Katara. This is still refuting. Why did I include this one? Okay, yeah, so Elaine was basically trying to get into the whole Zuko mature, Aang immature for Katara thing. And let's just get through this. Okay, I guess this brings us to some of the psychology of Zutara already, and I kind of want to read one of these fandom emails too, because it kind of gets into this a lot. So Kit Kat writes, I'm often on Canon Zutara Shipper because Komo and I was going to get sarcasm there, so she's a fan in Zutara, or he's a fan in Zutara Shipper. The thing I like about the ship is that it can be fluffy and cute or really dark and angsty, and I like the dark and angsty stuff. Plus, I think it's really passionate, and I love the whole enemies-turned-lovers concept. The whole fire and water, prince and peasant, born on different sides of the war is romantic and could make a really good love story like Romeo and Juliet and Ohm and Chu. Plus, I like the nation of two people who, by normal circumstances, should never meet, but then they do meet. But I suppose you can apply that to Kenning, too. It's silly, actually, how most ships are so similar, but they hate each other. Most of the properties loved by one ship concepts that make people love the other ships, but both ships pretty much hate each other. Funny what invisible strings connect us all. I was raised on Disney movies like Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, The Little Mermaid, and I think my love for Zutara may have that heritage manifesting itself, the whole Prince Peasant thing. Okay, so that pretty much hits the nail on the head right here. Basically, people like Zutara, and feel free to come in any time, by the way, guys. It's more of the whole, not opposites attract, it's just like opposites, it's the whole forbidden love concept which really appeals to people. And it's more of, because Zutarians often say opposites attract, but Zuko and Katara aren't actually opposites. And Kit Kat was trying to get into the whole point of they weren't supposed to ever meet. And it's like the Ohm and Chu is kind of like it, Romeo and Juliet. See, I could easily refute these two because no, I don't want to get into this. See, I'm trying not to mention Kat Aang here, but
look, well,
you have to mention Kat Aang because because the two are entangled with each other. You have to realize at this point,
but are they? Series, are they really? Because we're just trying to get into the psychology of this. We're not really trying to get into this whole ship wars yet.
You might as well ask, why does one person choose one religion over another? It's the same thing with shipping.
So let's start comparing ships. Okay, because Romeo and Juliet, I think Kat Aang's more like, Romeo and Juliet's more like Kat Aang, but you can say there's no Aang to Juliet's Romeo if you're putting Zuko in that context. There's no other person there. See, that's why it's different. I mean, there's, if you reverse the genders, there's Rosalind, but that's not like, it's like concept here. And
I think it's really funny how everybody uses Romeo and Juliet as a parallel to a kid's show. Because Romeo and Juliet, guys, it's not a happy romance. It's about how foolish love is. And how
it really is. It's about how you shouldn't jump into love that quickly. And it takes place in the course of like 4 days, and they marry in like 1 day, and it's just really stupid. So it's don't compare to Romeo and Juliet, because I really don't want to get into that. I just read that book in English and everything.
You shouldn't compare it to anything other than what's in the show already, because if you compare it to other stories, literature, movie, film, then you're going to run into a lot of problems, unless it's archetypes or conventions.
See,
and that also takes away from the credibility of the creators.
It's Zutara. I mean, any of the ships are not based on anything else. We're just trying to get into what are people thinking here, shipping canon Zutara. This is confusing the fandom, by the way. But
I actually think the main point why people ship Zuko as a Zutara is because Zuko is much more appealing to draw for females than Aang when he's facing Zutara.
There you go. Okay.
I actually think that is the main point.
Main psychology of Zutara shippers. 90% of Zutara shippers are girls. The girls put themselves in Katara's shoes and they want to kiss Zuko. And that's pretty much it. That's simple Zutara psychology.
Yeah.
I've been
not actually thinking.
It's like girls, 90% of girls who ship too are pretty much putting themselves, whether they'd rather kiss Aang or Zuko, and most of them ship Zutara over Kat Aang because they'd rather be with Zuko than Aang. And they're, of course, like,
you can still be a Zutara fan, a Zuko fangirl and be Kat Aang.
Yeah, I mean, Abby's proof of that right here. It doesn't have to be a simple psychology here.
I'm a Zuko fangirl, and well, while I don't mind the fanon, I don't like the canon Katara for Zuko. I think Zuko needs somebody different.
Yeah, yeah, like on this podcast, we have a lot of the 10% that isn't here. But that's like basic shipping psychology. Now, I mean, I'm going to put myself here. And this isn't the reason I ship Kadang, and I'll get into my psychology ships very much, but I am a Katara fanboy, so, and I see the show from Aang's point of view, so it's like, that's this kind of same thing. Now, if you want to get into what I look, oh, I didn't state my opinions on Zutara, by the way, before.
And okay. Now you know why I ship Tang, Dylan, it all makes sense.
That's a good point. Martin is the tough fanboy. Okay, so... Yeah, my opinion, Zutara. I obviously don't ship Zutara canon, and I don't ship Zutara fanon either, and we will get into what I think is it good or not towards the end. But here's my psychology ship-wise. I pretty much go for the canon ship in every single medium, and it's like, it's just more... Yeah, my psychology... Yeah, I pretty much go for the main ship presented. I like the focus. I go for ships that really relate to the characters I like the most. And sometimes reverse ones. Yeah. I mean, getting into Tales of Symphonia here.
Yay!
that's just me, Dylan.
This is a very good example, because jumped in right away, I shipped Light and Colette. But I'm trying to figure out, psychology-wise, did I like their characters first, or did I like their ship first? And this is a little different, because, you know, I Tales of Symphonia was interrupted, like, from Avatar fandom, so it kind of transferred into that. So I'm going to try to, Code Lyoko-wise, got some Code Lyoko references in here. I shipped Jeremy and Aelita. Jeremy is, like, my favorite character in that show, so that was more of I like the main characters, I like shipping them. And then Auric and Yuumi was kind of presented in the show, so you go along with it. I like when things are presented and you see things within there. You see their romance developing. I actually like visualizing the characters' romances. I don't like making it up for myself as much. I mean, I love fan fiction and fan art, but I think it's necessary to have backbone here. Okay. You want me to, Jake? So, well, Isabella and Will in... No. So, it's... For me, it's, and the whole concept for me of shipping, it's like two similar people, you know, they don't need to be with each other for a while, but if they have, it's like, it's the whole friends becoming more than friends thing Mayor mentioned before. It's just the whole romantic thing, and if they know each other really well, it's like, it's just, that's pretty much it. So I'm kind of the opposite of the Zutara mentality, and that's why, you know, I go against it so much, because that's just how it is, like... I don't like the whole opposites thing. I think similar is a lot better.
Well, if you want my opinion on this, I think that the whole, like, become friends and become more than friends thing, so that don't work. Like, you could have...
That don't work.
It did not work.
Joe has good grammar.
Let me explain this. Because when a girl, like, defines you as a friend, she looks at you as
Jojo, we're not talking real life here, okay? This is psychology, okay?
This is psychology. I'm getting into the whole psychology.
No. We don't need to talk about how girls are evil and you can't be friends with them and it never works out like that, okay?
I'm not saying it never works out, but I'm explaining why the odds are against him.
Yes, we know. Okay. guys listening understand this, okay? So, basically, that's my mentality here. Anyway, who else is a Mayor? You have a similar mentality. Try to explain this. The Kadang mentality, really.
Katangs. You're making me say it now. But, like, our mentality is just, like, smarter because we actually have, like, proof to, like, base it off of.
Well, not even talking proof-wise. It's, like, what do you look for in, like, a romance presented in a show or in real life?
The connection between the characters.
Yeah, like, I look for friendship. Like, an actual, like, friendship. Like, where they hang out, and they talk, and, like, they can basically tell each other everything. And that's something Zuko and Katara do not have, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else take up that opinion? Sienna, maybe?
I agree with that.
I'd have to say the fairness that...
I'd have to agree,
Lisa.
One of the things I'd have to say is that a relationship that's built over time is something that I can respect more, and that's something that in the canon, Katara and Aang do have, whereas with Zutara, they barely even know each other. So that's something that the fanon, while I can appreciate the fanon Zutara, is because a lot of the good like artists out there portray Zutara or them as knowing each other for a long time.
Yeah, like Eril has them as knowing each other for a while. That's, yeah, it's, see, I think a lot of the fanon Zutara appeals because they kind of change it up to the Kanang mentality, the psychology here. Not saying that all opposite romances have to be completely, like, rushed, like Romeo and Juliet, and they have to be sudden, they have to be stupid, but Jesus is the main thing. But it's like you can have both. There's mixtures, and who actually has the opposite mentality, like the Zutara romance mentality here? Like, I don't think anyone really has it purely, but who thinks they have it close?
No, I'm not an opposites attract guy. I think that's bad.
We need to get Ms. Sweet on here.
Oh Lord.
I'd say Zuko and Katara aren't even opposites. I mean, they're headed.
Yeah.
They both have a powerful father. They both have a dead mother. They're both
play vigilantes.
Yes, they have a lot in common. Actually,
yeah, but like.
On a certain level, I have to say that I am opposites attract, but, like, not in the super Zutarian, oh my gosh, spaz kind of way. Because,
I totally
just
think you're going to say Chav.
No, just in general, I think that if somebody has the same exact personality as somebody else, it won't work because they'll see themselves, but they'll see the good things and they'll also see the flaws as well. That will annoy them very badly.
Okay, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Well, you know, there's a saying that we stay with people for their charms, but we love them for their faults.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Melanie, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, she's here. Okay, so yeah, Shay's answer is what I was looking for. Something, it's like basic romance psychology. Now, Shay said that they can't be like exactly the same person, or it's just like a reflection of yourself. Seeing, like, my opinion on this is I think it's, like, perfect if you're almost the same person because you share everything in common and stuff. And even if you do see faults, you have the same faults of them and can relate to them, like Bronco said. So.
Well, in these kind of cases, it's always best to have a mix of everything. I mean, you have to have some things in common with someone to make an attachment. You need to have something to talk about. But then again, if you have too much in common, you will see yourself reflected and you'll get annoyed by each other. So you have to have different traits and you will have traits in common. That's how evolution works as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dylan, I see what you're saying. It's just that we're talking about Zuko and Katara here. We know that both can be kind of stubborn and both don't always want to admit their faults. So if they're going to see all of their flaws reflected into another person, I don't think that's going to go very well.
Okay, well, first, I'm just trying to get into basic romance. Like, I'm not even bringing Zutara in yet. But now let's. I mean, we've kind of gotten the basic idea of this now. So let's.
I'd actually say that Zuko and Katara have more in common than Zuko than Katara and Aang.
We're not debating that yet. This is for the end. The words we're purely doing. I don't want to compare to Katang yet. Like, that's not the point of this podcast.
Is it would win.
Jake,
it's the Cersei. Point of life, Dylan. That is the point
the
of
point of life is shipping wars, yes. Okay.
Life is a shipping.
Okay, first let's get this point out of the way. Because this is on the outline, let me get this out of the way quickly. Canon Zutara is not gonna happen. We've been over this. It's like not gonna happen.
What is Canon Zutara? You lost me on this.
Zutara within the show, presented in the show. Now, there's a definite potential for Zutara friendship towards the end, and, you know, that could be a very good plot point in the thing. And
definitely.
It will not happen within the show. There's not enough time. It's just, like, not going to work. Don't ship it within the show, because you'll just leave yourself for disappointment. No.
I think they're really angst.
Tara's like, gonna happen.
I think they'll be like...
that was genius.
Thanks.
Dylan, there's not enough time is never an argument.
It actually is, but...
You know what? Dylan, Martin does have a point.
I know, and I'm talking, like, production for a point of
production
view.
Production-wise?
Yeah, if they wanted to present Zutara, they couldn't be within 10 episodes. But yeah, this is
really
confirmed. Okay, so Canon Zutara, we've been over this.
I have a problem
with people shipping Canon Zutara. I do, because it's not in the show. All shipping Canon Zutara does is promote shipping wars, which I think are like the root of all evil, basically. I don't think they're actually good for the fandom. I really do not like them.
Well, I think they're entitled to their opinion.
Well, yes, they are entitled to their opinions, but I'm saying it's bad. It's bad for the fandom. It's definitely not bad.
Fans that care so much about their show and about their ship to defend.
No. It's fine if it's a fan and ship, but this is within this, and this doesn't promote anything but emo-ness for the person who's shipping it, and fan it. That's all it does.
You don't see us going all out in brawls over because we disagree with, you know, shipping on Avatar. I don't think
actually, that's happened before, and that's like. When I first came to DH, not when I first came. After, like, Season 1, it got pretty bad. Zutara was pretty much at its most at the end of Season 1, I think.
No, I meant physical brawls, like...
It was physical brawls, yes, definitely. Punch each other through our monitors. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Dylan, before we move on, can you please confirm something for me?
Yes.
Do you have actual proof...
Yes.
Production that Zutara is not happening.
Yes.
Me and Jake have been over this. We have actual contact proof, right, Jake?
Not really.
Yeah, we
do. Not actually.
We do.
Okay, I just wanted us to be clear on that.
That's like, yeah, Don Wu Feng, spoiler proof. Okay, Fan and Zutara. We've already started to get over this. Let me just read the last email here and then we can start debating. It's some awesome crap. Chris writes, I ship Fan and Zutara. I'm not blind, and it seems quite obvious to me that Kanang is the end result of the series. I have nothing against it, it just doesn't seem it doesn't particularly appeal to me, and I do admit it's a very sweet and genuine relationship. Fan and Zutara is just a lot of fun. It appeals to my taste. The clash of their personalities and their interactions in the waterbending scroll sparked something for me, and it started from there. Opposites attract doesn't correctly reflect my opinion of the ship, though it's stereotypical saying about it, because obviously that's only considering their elements. Zuko and Kintara actually have a lot more in common than in terms of their emotional states. Their similar passion and drive, obviously, for different things, especially attracts me. Also, recently with the Painted Lady, there have been parallels drawn between Katara's Painted Lady and Zuko's Blue Spirit as well, comparing Zuko and Zuko alone to Katara in the Painted Lady. So that pretty much gets into what we've been saying here.
Yeah, I agree with what she's saying. She's talking about how their personalities are clashing, and not, it's like, they don't have opposite personalities, but they both have big personalities, and so that's why it's interesting.
Well, yes, okay, let's, now I want to start comparing Kanan, just for a couple minutes. Zuko and Katara kind of do have the same, you know, the anger problem. They have all this kind of stuff that's similar about their personalities. I think Katang personalities blend better. I'd actually agree Zuko and Katara's in their core personalities are more similar, but Aang and Katara personalities complement each other, which is the Katang perception. Now, I'm not going to go back on what I said. I still think similar is best, and I do think that Aang and Katara are more similar than Katara and Zuko at their specifics, not just their core. So, that's just my opinion. Now I just... comments on that email, anyone?
I disagree.
I wasn't listening.
I thought so. Okay.
I was actually wondering, Dylan, what exactly do you mean by core? Specifics I get, but what is the core?
Well, like the details of their relationship. What they're actually, not just their personalities, is like Katara, angry. It's like how her temper is, how it's used. How it's like that she's caring for people, and when the people she cares about, you know, aren't whatever, or they have a chance of being hurt, that's when she gets angry, stuff like that. It's like, I'll never turn my back on people who need me. And that, I think, complements well with Aang's personality of never trying to... He, like, never wants to give anyone up. He's always caring about everyone that he meets. That's like what I'm trying to say in specifics there.
Huh.
Okay. I guess,
can I?
Go for it.
Okay. Sure. In the email, is it a she?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she or he said that it doesn't particularly appeal to her. So, it just occurred to me that maybe a lot of Zutarians don't like Katang as much because, like, there's not as much conflict or obstacles to get over.
Mm.
Whereas Zutara, they have to, like, fight for their love.
That's actually a very good point there. I mean, Zutara has more, yeah, just obstacles. It has more boundaries to overcome. As
yeah,
where
Katara,
it's where Katara and Aang's love is, like, basically right there and out in the open. I guess people, yeah, that's a good point. People could like conflicts within
yeah,
the relationship because it's not just fluff right there. You have to, like, work towards it.
Makes for a better story, my point earlier.
Okay, explain that, Jake. Explain your better story thing a little more.
Just basically what you just said, the conflicts and the obstacles that they have to overcome, and the building of their relationship. You know, right now they hate each other. Going back to season one, they hated each other initially. Then in the Crossroads of Destiny, there was a little bit of movement there, but then it went totally opposite way. And now she totally hates. It would be interesting to see them build that relationship back up to, you know, to each of them building trust in each other and such.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like how it happened with Jet, even.
Right.
Say something.
In fact, I think that. I think that her interaction with Jet in season one and season two was almost a foreshadowing of what was going to happen to her with Zuko. Not in a romantic sense, but just their relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. Mare?
Okay. Avatar is not a soap opera. like Zuko calling back the guitar and being like, oh, I hate you, go find the clock.
I'll be right back, one second.
Okay, so yeah, this brings up the point. Again, guys, this all relates to psychology here. Whether you think, if you think that a relationship needs to overcome hurdles and that's the best type of relationship at its core, then you'll probably, Zutara appeals to you more at its core than Katang does. But for Katang, it's like, if it's just, you know, fluff, it's good, but building a relationship from a good start, then, you know, Katang's more at its core would appeal to you like that. So it's not necessarily which one is a better story, like, concrete, it's which one is a better story to you, Jake. So,
right.
And obviously for Jake, Zutara appeals more because of the whole conflict overcoming thing. So, yeah.
You also have to consider, Dylan, that one of the core elements of storytelling and story in general is conflict. And if there isn't any sort of conflict or fault in a relationship, then there's really nowhere for it to go.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, Katara and Aang would be together already if there wasn't conflict. Like, conflict is, a kind of relationship can be so simple as that one of the other hasn't told them yet. And that's obviously not Kang's conflict here. It's the whole Aang is the Avatar thing. That's pretty much the main conflict in their relationship, so. It's conflict can be big or small, but yes, it has to be present, I think. In a story perspective, in a real-life perspective, not necessarily.
You know, we don't know this.
I can tell you didn't have very a lot of girlfriends yet, Dylan.
that's really unimportant for discussing romantic relationships in a fictional series.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
Yes, it is.
Talking about real life. Okay, let's get into real life relationships.
Oh wait a minute! You made the parallel to real life.
I know I did, and I want to talk about it. So,
let's talk about it.
It's, does a relationship need to have conflict in real life in order to prosper?
Not really.
I think it depends on the person. Some people thrive on solving problems, some people thrive on conflict, and other people thrive on peace.
Whoa. Yeah, hold on. If you're a girl, then you need the conflict.
Oh, wow.
Let me finish. Girls thrive on changing guys. Like, they'll take the slummiest guy they could ever find, and they try to change him, and it don't work.
So it's in conflict in real life. It's in, why is it necessary? I mean, I think good relationships will prosper based on not having conflict. I think conflict only is a setback in a relationship. I mean, this is conflict as in literal hurdles. Now, if you want to get into, like, smaller hurdles, then maybe, but...
Well, I mean, some relationships, honestly, are built on physical attraction, and by having conflict, arguments, and things, that's going to trigger certain hormones and whatever, you know?
If relationships are based on physical attraction, I don't even consider that a relationship.
No.
So let's not even get into that, but...
I mean, you shouldn't have to. But...
Well, real life, that's a definition of a word. So, I don't want to.
I'm just saying, there are relationships that are based on physical.
That's true, but that's not something we could get into more about this. And this would probably go inappropriate if we talked about that, too, so.
Let's get inappropriate.
Is something?
We're not.
Let's get M-rated.
Yeah, not R-rated yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think it's necessary for a relationship to go through some obstacle. But I do think that if one does happen to come upon it, then it will just make it stronger, like, if the couple gets through it.
Agreed, you beat me to it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It could boost...
I think that all real relationships need, like, if people... Marriages who don't consist of arguing usually results in affairs.
Okay.
Why do you know
this? Actually, I'm a believer in learning in that way. You have to make mistakes to learn, and it isn't the ignorance is bliss type thing. You need to build a relationship through, like, you know, just these
arguing.
Lessons. Not arguing, exactly, just these obstacles. You have to be willing to compromise. It's compromise, not arguing.
And hit your husband over the head with a frying.
I think overcoming a conflict within a real life relationship, it does boost up farther, then it could be a little faster progressing the relationship than maybe going slow, not having that conflict. So yeah, I think that is a good point there, but it's still either way, they're both gonna end up at the same point eventually if the conflict is overcame, which is the good point.
Joe's right.
I don't really agree with that, Dylan. I think in a relationship that has been through much together is by definition deeper than a relationship with people who go along perfectly and never talk something out.
Well, no, perfect means like literal hurdles. I'm not talking, never talking something out. They still have to go through life. It's not like I'm talking hurdles within the relationship. It's not like
come on, conflict can be as small as somebody accidentally using somebody else's toothbrush, or the one liking cheese, or the other liking peanut butter on his bed.
Okay, so yeah, but even if that doesn't exist, they're still going to progress the relationship through outside in like the real world, like who's doing the taxes, who's paying the bills, stuff like that. It's not actual conflict within their literal relationship.
That can really harm a relationship.
Yes, it can.
And there's always conflict in a relationship. There is no such thing.
There is always, but I'm talking about internal versus external conflict here. So
even Tang is like your
Tang.
No. Let me finish here. I'd say that the lack of conflict can also be a conflict and a problem on itself.
It could, if it's absolutely perfect, that doesn't exist. Bronco?
No. Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, those little things, the kind of things that Martin mentioned, those little things are masks for maybe actual problems in relationships.
Dude, what are you talking about?
That's Joe, you're not very good at this psychology stuff. But yeah.
Honestly, I think a perfect relationship is more of hiding your flaws rather than being a perfect relationship.
See, I disagree with that.
I disagree with the bottom statement because I think that if you express...
Joe, shut up. I think a perfect relationship is one where flaws are open and in the air and you can talk about
them. Yes, that's exactly what I said, Dylan.
No, it's not. You said...
you said hide your flaws.
Hiding them. This is making them open.
No, I'm not saying that's the way to make a perfect relationship. I'm saying that's what...
I see what you mean there, but
I'd say that total devotion is if you love your partner regardless of any flaws or whatever, that's total devotion. That's real.
Yeah, but you can see past the flaws. You can discuss them.
Yeah, that's true right there. That's legit.
Plus, you know, when you have a relationship that has no conflict, it could get boring and uninteresting.
Yeah, so then you... Then that results in cheating.
Wait, I actually think that relationship's not that strong then, because any relationship that gets boring and uninteresting, you actually don't love the person then.
There was never anything there in the first place.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Okay, so let's now try to relate this back to Fan and Zutara. Because this is turning into the relationship.
Yeah, we're all lost here.
This is the Buttes and Oprah.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, we're not kind of off of Avatar here.
Okay, so it's in, relating this...
In our best interest.
To Zutara, Fan and Zutara. Zutara would have major hurdles within their relationship. I think more of them would be external, but it wouldn't... I mean, in the... Now, here's a question. Do we put Fan and Zutara in the real world or in the Avatar world?
Yeah, no!
We need to establish this first.
What do you mean, real world or Avatar world?
Avatar world as in taking place within where the series takes place.
AU.
At the same time period. Yeah, AU as in within, like, now, here and now in our world. Time and place.
Avatar world?
Okay, so let's do Avatar world first, because that's really the core of this. Fan and Zutara, the hurdles they would have to overcome... Well, the nation would need not to be at war. I mean, even if you can't really have Zutara happening at war within the current circumstances of things. So, I'm trying to, like, keep up with chat at the same time, and I feel like I'm yelling at
you. Dylan, are you saying that they can have a romantic relationship because there's a war?
No, like, because they're on opposite sides as of now, where they're in the show. But if Zuko did happen to join the gang, then it still wouldn't work, just like Cat Aang is not going to work until, like, I'm not saying Aang and Katara are going to be sitting there making out before the war's over. The war needs to end first, because they have a common goal they need to all accomplish. So, once...
You know, can I make a comparison quickly? Okay. I know what you're saying, I agree with you. It's like as my wrestling coach says, he was yelling at guys for talking to the girlfriends before the matches. You know, you first finish your battle first, and then you go and make out with your girlfriend. It's not the other way around.
Okay, yeah, bad comparison, true. But still true.
Yeah,
hey, wait, let me finish, because as you saw in Day of Black Sun, they lost. And if I could guarantee you, if Aang had not kissed Katara, then they would have
Yeah,
it's very, that's good logic there, Joe, because Azula still,
flawless.
Azula wouldn't have known if Aang didn't kiss Katara. It was like a trigger through Katara's mind.
It's just like...
Aang wasn't focused on the situation.
it's my point.
Hey. It's just like a great Dutch soccer coach once said, never make out before the match.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's my point. You see, you can't...
That was what the writers were thinking.
What was the point?
It all makes sense now.
I'm trying to remember what...
Well, as long as we're talking about this, as long as we're talking about Fan and Zutara, there's nothing to say that, you know, Zutara can't happen, like, years and years in the future.
Yeah. That's what I'm... Oh, yeah. It can't happen before the war, it has to happen. So even... Okay, let's say after the war...
Aang dies.
Aang completely gives up love, they're going on their Avatar duties, and then they have to figure out what they're doing after the war. Or Aang dies, but that's like...
Then Zutara happens. Like, it's going...
Okay, so...
Tank happened!
Tank's gonna happen.
Okay, so how would Fan and Zutara work then? What obstacles would they have to overcome in a post-war, no-Aang world?
The Fire Nation would have to accept Katara as Fire Lady.
Well, assuming Zuko's not Fire Lord.
That's stupid.
Just have, like, a normal life.
Katara would bring Zuko...
Well, it's not exactly normal, seeing as they could, you know... They caused, like, a whole war and killed a bunch of people.
Hey, Dad, this guy tried to kill me a bunch of times.
I think that's kind of assuming too much, Dylan, because without Aang, how would of Zuko and Katara even met?
Exactly. They're just like, the fates are basically tied to Aang.
I know, but I'm saying I gave you a way that Aang's out of it. He, in order to master the Avatar state, he completely gives up love, and now he's just going around doing his Avatar duties the entire time.
With
he dies.
Possible obstacle.
Okay.
Like, let's hear it.
You know how during the past 100 years there's been a war and stuff, so there probably wasn't much like marrying or dating between the nations.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just like World War II, you know, the baby boom generation.
Oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't her point.
There you go.
That really wasn't my point.
There you go. The point was that there's no customs for, like, marriage between nations and stuff like that. The Saudi soldiers come back for more, too.
I think
what was everyone going to lose you then?
I think the biggest problem the relation will have is that they'll both try to be the dominant one in the relationship. Katara will try to boss Zuko.
Internal.
Will get pissed and try to get boss Katara around, and they will just keep going and fight until.
And as Joe has said, that will probably lead to adult activities then.
that'll end up with a new war. They'll end up with a new
Hey, Dylan, you're forgetting. Due to modern change, which I know you love, it's no longer considered adult activities.
Modern change?
Yeah.
That didn't make sense.
It did make sense.
No, it didn't. So, yeah.
He's filtering himself on the podcast.
Yeah. So, it's, internal struggle. Dominant. I actually don't think a relationship needs a dominant person, but it's like ideally.
Aang won't be wearing the pants.
We're talking about Zutara here. What are you talking about? It's
what about his gym shorts?
My God.
My royal parts are showing, but
honestly, points.
Yes,
I'm prepared.
Zuko wasn't Fire Lord.
Okay, yeah. If Zuko was Fire Lord, their internal struggles. There's the question of dominance, but there's
arranged marriages.
That's an external struggle. What are their internal things?
Sense of duty.
There's still the things Zuko backstabbed me. Back in the cover, in the Crossroads of Destiny.
Past history.
Yeah. And sent an assassin history. After them.
So, assassin after them.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's hard to forget.
And the fact that his nation killed her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, those are all external things, kind of. But, so, yeah, it's... If they really got past all of their external struggles and they both loved each other and got into a relationship, it would work. Fandom-wise, when Zuko's not Fire Lord. So, if he is Fire Lord, it's still an external struggle. So, basically, the hardest thing is overcoming external struggles within fandom, which, if you put in an ideal situation in the real world, all those external struggles are gone. Which brings us into Fan and Zutara in AU, Alternate Universe, Our World. And... Okay, so... Zutara in Our World, Fan and Zutara, would that work?
I think so.
Lisa?
Well, I mean, sure, there would be some struggling and things, but I think the part that's presented, especially in that fan comic, the modern-day AU by Irel, is that Katara is a very passionate person about who she cares about. Like, we saw that quote in Painted Lady, that she says she won't turn her back on someone who needs her, even if she doesn't know anything about them. And Zuko is the type of person who has emotional unrest, and he needs someone there supporting him. And so I think in that, Katara is going to be the type of person who would naturally say, you know, this guy needs help. I'm going to help him out. And then he'd learn to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm, that's a good point there, yeah.
Yeah,
that is a great point.
Kind of meshes together in that way, yeah.
Connects the dots together. Well done.
Yeah, see, like I've said, it's basically, Fan and Zutara, the hardest thing is external struggle. So if you eliminate that from the equation, then there's not much in their way. It's just a normal relationship.
There's always the problem of the complete lack of humor on both parts. Super doesn't have a great sense of humor, and
Nick. Yeah, Katara is hilarious. Did you see her jokes in 304?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, humor sometimes comes out of people when they're just with someone they love too. So, you know, they get a lot of qualities. Then
humor is really important in a relationship, in my humble opinion.
Ideally, it shouldn't be, but realistically, it is.
You know,
ideally, it should be because humor is fun.
That's a good reason. Anyone comments on what we've just said? Anything?
I have a comment on it.
Uh-oh, okay.
Of course you do.
You'll always say
I would like to say that everything that you guys just said
confuses
is either right or wrong. I decided.
Wow. Good job.
Found.
Wow.
But is it in the middle? Isn't it in the middle?
That's really good.
That's in the middle.
I'm going to have to take a moderate on that one. I'm going to have to agree with Dylan on whatever he said, though.
Okay. Great. Because you were agree. Listening. Okay. So now, this brings us to the end. So we pretty much got into the psychology of real world and real world and not real world. So yeah, Avatar World. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So their conclusion we can kind of draw from this is Fan and Zutaria is not bad to ship. It's not bad ship. Their relationship might work. But Zutaria, I definitely said that. Wow. So yeah, that's basically it. No starting your own country based on that, Jake. Okay, so we get into the final thing I want to talk about. And this is where
Jake
we might get some people pissed off. Or I will. Because I have some pretty strong opinions on this. Like I said earlier, I think Zutara, canon Zutara is not good for the fandom. Because it creates ship wars, which are bad for the fandom, in my opinion. I think discussion on ships is fine, but when you bring in Zutara, and it's such an opposite ship to Kadang, there's bound to have ship wars, and they have definitely diminished within the past couple of years, but in the past couple of months, years, year, to a year. But when you go back into a little deeper in the fandom history, they were pretty bad. And I think that was the time when I was most into fandom, was when those were going on. So you could say it's a good thing within that, but...
And are you still involved in the fandom today?
Most into it, like... into the little peoples. Like, now I'm more into, like, doing, like, stuff for the fandom, like, higher up. But now, down here, like, I was actively participating in the ship wars for Kadang, so...
But you still stayed in the fandom?
No, I'm into it, like, into the debates, the discussions. Now, I mean, I discuss here, but I'm talking about purely on, like, the forums, pretty much DH.
I'm gonna stop you right here and say, argue actually that shipping wars are great and are actually at the heart of our community.
Yes, thank you.
At the heart of the community. Oh god. If that's true, then we're screwed. Because that's a terrible thing to have at the heart of the community.
I think shipping wars are actually
First, define shipping wars. That's what we need to do. What's everyone's opinion? What does that mean to everyone?
There's a difference between people debating it and.
Because debating ships is fine. I have no problem. I like doing that. But bashing people,
totally
continually posting, relating everything to shipping, that's called a shipping war. And
isn't that good for the fandom?
No, it's not. It distracts
from discussion.
There's
just a bunch of people like flaming each other for their ship.
Yeah, it is, and it gets personal.
It's
discussion. Not good.
But the question isn't the fan are the fans in the shipping wars bad? It's of Zutara. It's like you can't blame Muslims for terrorism.
Very true.
True.
But you can't if one side isn't there, then it won't happen, is what I'm trying to say.
Dylan,
so we should just get rid of all the Muslims? And we won't get rid of all the terrorists?
No, I think we should get rid of all the terrorists and not get all the
kids. It's a lot easier to get rid of Kanan Zutara than it is...
No. Look, there will always be another side, even if there's one...
Well, yes, but if you diminish the other side...
You're forgetting about Kang. Because if there wasn't Zutara, then there would be huge wars between Tang and...
I don't agree, because that Tang actually shares a lot of the same psychology values. It's kind of the same as Kadang. It's more of the friendship thing. Zutara is like, well, the way people have presented it, I'm not saying it is at its core, but the way people present it, it's more of the opposite. And I think that's the only reason we've had wars as bad as they have been, because it's really the opposite here. So it's not because the ship we actually hate each other. It's just fundamental principles here. But yeah, I don't need to get into that anymore. Will Zutara continue after the show? And this is actually a pretty big question, because you know,
yes,
in some form, the fandom will continue after the show, and Kadang obviously will continue because it's a canon ship. Canon ships just do continue like forever. But Zutara, the question is. Will Fan and Zutara continue after?
Zutara is Zutara is already immortal. Just Google it or
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's always.
I think it will.
I'm pretty certain
it will.
It will survive, maybe even better than Katang, because Zutara.
Right.
I mean, from a fanon perspective, it's been going through the entire show, and not and well, from a fanon perspective.
Actually, Zutara wasn't until the end of evident. The first season. But
so if it's gone for years now, why? Without even this little drop of evidence in the show, then why wouldn't it go on after the show?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because, well, first the question is, will the fan art and fan fiction continue? The thing is the
people,
will the people within, with the people whose ship Zutara, will they remain interested within Avatar?
The thing is, I think it'll remain a popular ship because Zutara. Fanon Zutara is probably the biggest fanon ship. So when the show's over, there'll probably be a lot of, you know, AU Fanon Zutara fanfics and discussions and whatnot, which is why I think it will probably last longer than Katang. Not saying that it won't, not saying that Katang won't last, but.
Well, see, again, the question is not whether the people will want to write them, but will they be able to? Will interest remain in the show from those people? Like. The people, the more
well,
like canon,
just interested in the show because of the Zutara or Katang aspect. Then,
well, no, I don't. I disagree. I don't think people watch Avatar for the shipping. That's why I don't think shipping wars are good.
I think shipping in general is good if people don't watch shipping.
Yeah. So it's see the thing is, can it, like people who ship Katang are more like. For the actual episodes, they more like, here's what's presented, you know, we'll run with it. So that's why they always can rewatch the episodes, stay interested, and they have the movies coming out which are going to be based on the episodes. Zutarians, they don't have, people are going to be leaving the fandom. You mean discussions might not be as great, you know, it's some of the artwork's going to continue, so there is a big chance of it dying off. The fan fiction and the fan art in general for ships in general.
I think the only fans that are going to lose because if Zutara doesn't happen, which
no, I'm not saying that.
I think that's what you are saying. That's basically what you just said. All the Zutara fans are gonna leave the fandom.
Fan in ships in general. If there's no more show to discuss. What, then it's like there's nothing more to like run on here because you know
we've just had an entire podcast on Fanon Zutara and Fanon Zutara. If Fanon Zutara has stayed throughout the whole show, why would they leave at the end of the show? Zutara maybe, but there's a difference here. We've just discussed the entire podcast.
Shay, episodes are still coming out here. If
I would almost argue,
but they're not.
I would almost argue again that Zutara, the fans, will stick around longer because they're the ones producing AUs. They're the ones that are going to be writing the stories about 20 years later when Hang and Zutara break up. But
exactly.
That is my point. The survival of a ship depends on its artist. That's why I said earlier that I don't ship because I don't produce. A ship lives on its art, on its fiction. So
and again,
as long as the fan artists and fan fiction writers will keep writing, the ship will stay alive.
Whether the people will write. I'm questioning whether they'll move on to another show, whether they'll remain interested, how do I explain this better?
Well, Dylan. After the show ends, are the Katangers going to stay too? Because really, after the show is over, what's there left to wait for except the movies?
Well, yeah, they won't.
Yes,
Katangers will
that was
stay
exactly what you
shipping.
Were just saying.
They will stay even if they leave the fandom. They'll still be shipping, like watching Avatar. They'll still watch it. Like Zutarians, if they're not going to be watching Avatar, they're like not there's and they don't have their fan works anymore. Zutara dies off. See what I'm saying here? It's like
they're going to be creating their fan works.
But if
you know,
they're more
likely
to
they don't watch the show anymore.
No, here's what they're going
to
do.
A lot of the
Abby seems to want to say something. Why don't we let Abby talk?
Yes, thank you for saying. Okay, so think about something to relate to it, like Harry Potter. The series just ended. You're still seeing all of this Harry Hermione fanfiction, even though obviously Ron Hermione is the actual ship. They're still going to go strong.
Okay, Harry Potter is not a good example right now because it did just end. It was like bigger phenomenon than Avatar, and it, we will see in a couple years.
19 years later, at a train station.
At a train station.
I'd like to know if I actually liked that epilogue, but I'm going to know.
You're later. Crazy. I hate epilogue. If they ever do an Avatar epilogue, I'm going to discard my place in the fandom. I will.
You've already discarded your place in the fandom. It's too late for
19
that.
19 years later, Aang and Katara have 3 kids.
No, let's not go there.
Okay, so obviously I'm not getting my point across here. Does anyone understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I do. I know what you're saying, Dylan.
I understand. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Let's
see what you say.
Are you trying to say that they're gonna leave loose ends open so people can continue to make fanfic?
No, not what I'm trying to say.
Not what you're trying to say?
Franco, do you understand what I'm trying to say, my concept, even if you don't agree with it?
You're talking about the fandom not being able to continue because it's not canon anymore, right?
Not that it's not canon anymore, that in general it's not presented within anything. And it's it will be reliant purely on fan art and fan fiction and fan creation, so when it starts to die down, the fandom, and it will, interest could dwindle enough for it to completely collapse, is what I'm trying to say here.
But do fan and Zutarians actually base their opinions on the actual episodes?
Well, I mean, it's not really important, because they don't, but...
I would argue, people
I don't see any reason for it to die.
Okay, let me say it again. It's next year at this time. The fandom has been cut in half because people are leaving. There isn't as much discussion going on, not as much fan fishing, not as much fan art. It's like a huge break in between seasons. And what do we see when there's a huge break in between seasons? Not as much fan creations, not as much discussion. So it's even worse than that. There's not as much being presented. And Kat Aang's obvious. I mean, not saying Kat Aang's gonna be any stronger within the fandom. It's still gonna live on through actual people, not within the fandom. But Zutara, it's reliant on the fandom. So if we see support start to dwindle for the fanfics and fan arts, they have less to base. They have less motivation, less to base things on, and it keeps going down and down until eventually it's going to die off, or it could collapse all at once.
Okay, Dylan, I think we need to establish here that shipping is a purely fan thing, and what happens in the series is about character relationships. And if that's the case, then all the relationships are basically over after the series ends, and the fandom just continues after that if they have a passion for the show, and they're the ones creating the shipping.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, it doesn't matter, that it doesn't really matter what the ship is. They can still be Zutara and there can still be Katang, because those people that are still there after a whole year are the ones that are still being inspired by what they took from the show. Yeah. It's not about what...
It's different for every ship.
Yes.
Zutara, it's not reliant on the show at all. Whereas Kat Aang, it's definitely reliant on the show.
But the fans.
Well,
then,
so if anything, Kat Aang would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The fans of Zutara take their ideas from the show. It would not exist if Avatar did not exist.
Okay, it's true. So that's why when the show dies off, they lose their inspiration. You see what I'm saying here?
But we're also acting like Katara and Aang are getting married in 320.
Well, they're not, but see, their relationship still exists within the medium. Zutara doesn't have that fallback.
I think what you're saying here, Dylan, is that it wouldn't exist because there was no actual romance between them.
And no, that's not what I'm trying to say, though.
Okay.
I'm trying to say, I guess you could infer that, but that's not my point. But my point is that Kat Aang is going to be coming back within the movies, within whenever. If you rewatch episodes, Kat Aang comes back. Zutara, when people watch the show, is not going to be presented there. But it still exists within the fandom. So if the fandom, support within the fandom dies off, then what happens to Zutara if it's solely based in the fandom?
I think it depends on, how much of a Zutara shipper that M. Night Shyamalan is.
That's a very good
point. But you know what? Yeah, you know what? You got to think about that there is because when the movie started up again, seeing it, who have never even heard of Avatar. So if the melodrama from the actual series continues into the movies, then everything's going to start up all over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's going to be genius. I can't wait for another shipping war, World War
II. No, I don't think people will ship this in the movies.
Yeah, but, yo, guys, what's it called? I don't think they're going to actually, like, give you a real relationship. I think they might just leave it on a cliffhanger for fanfiction reasons.
Like,
they're going crazy over this. Maybe there won't be Katang or Zutara. They're just going to show hints of both, and that's it.
Wait, yeah. The creators had
it's not going to be hints of both.
The creators have confirmed that it was going to be one or the other.
One or the other it is.
Is one of the... wait a minute. Okay, now you're flip-flopping again. Is it going to be Katang or is it not?
It's Katang. It is. I've established 100%.
100% sure.
Yes, I am positive.
Okay. Wait a minute.
We have this from the source. We have this from multiple sources in the show that have actually publicly said it. Stuff like this.
But is it an inference or is it a fact?
No, it's a fact.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But I'm just like trying to go along with Joe's scenario here. It's not going to be hints of both, Joe. It's one or the other. Even with this case, Katang, because we already have a competitor.
I'm still going to stick to that, thinking that they might do it though, because they said they would give us a free, and we know how accurate it is, so they're lying.
So it's okay. Now, are you guys starting to understand what I'm trying to say here? That
yeah, I get it actually.
Yeah.
I understand, but I don't necessarily agree.
I don't really agree with it. I understand it, but I don't agree.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well,
I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Okay. I think people understand the opposite side, so we don't need to get into that. So, any last comments on Zutara, on relationships, on any of this?
Zutara's gonna happen.
Okay. Let's talk about Tang.
Tang, quickly.
Dylan's gonna get a hot girlfriend.
Did I just hear the magic? Did I just hear the magic word? Did I just hear the magic word?
Shut up, Martin.
Tang.
If you allow me to talk about Tang, right, this is going to turn into an M-rated podcast, so let's just not. Okay?
I think we should spend the next couple minutes in figuring out how to pronounce Katang.
No, we've been through
this. Katang.
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 Let me introduce the Dutch accent. Katang.
Katang.
Katang. Katang sounds
like
that
one.
I'm going to try to pronounce it like Katang.
What? Katang.
Katang could also be what it would be in Japan, too. Katang.
Katang. Okay. Katang. I'm going to do that. Everyone say it like that.
Now we have three pronunciations.
Katang.
Okay, so let's close. Okay, that's all for this podcast. Send questions to us at podcast@dangwifeng.net. I've been your main host. Co-hosts have been... let's see how fast
Jay.
Jody Branco, Jake Shea, Lisa, Michelle, Matt, Josh, Sienna, Abby.
There I love how you start out with that and then slow down.
I know, because I forgot people's names who aren't in their screen name. That's why. I don't remember it quickly.
Oh yeah, Sienna's now Bella.
Change of personality.
I don't have the outline. I don't have the ending outline for me. Technical director AJ Kevin. Podcast. Musical remixes by Lake Tripp. Jake owns Dongwufeng. I think that's it for the credits. Next week, guys. I don't know what we'll talk about. I really don't. Because if
talk about
Shane. We've been over everything we needed to for the off-season, so...
Maybe, like, a countdown to New York, like they had on the Kids' Choice Awards.
The closest we're going to get to the DFL World Trip.
Is anyone you can get on the podcast going to be at that convention?
I will.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Nico.
If you buy my plane ticket, sure.
Try to video podcast it live.
Jake, when you
play it, that's not gonna work. because we don't know to do the live podcast.
Jake, when you get there, just delay it for 2 weeks and I can go.
Sienna I would be able to go too.
Sienna would probably be able to go too.
Okay, okay, so let's end in a unison. Zutara. That's the...
Yes.
No, hidden Zutara.
It's Zutara in Dutch.
Zutara.
Dude, that's amazing.
Zutara.